Okay, so for this week's Learning a Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about two halachas that relate to the din of Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum. What's Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum? This is a takana to read along with the Sedra of the week. Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum, twice reading the Pasuk of the Parsha that will be read on Shabbos, and then a third time you go over it with Targum. And the point over here is that just like in public, we're going to lean from this Parsha to get a certain familiarity with the parasha, so too Chazal wants personally a person to go through the parshias in that manner to familiarize himself with the different events and the different psukim of the Torah. Now, who exactly instituted this? It could be it's a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. It's a little bit of a discussion in the Pesukim as to exactly the source, but it's possible that this takana was actually initiated by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, so this is a very important takana, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's something that is an obligation as well. So a person's supposed to do Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum on a weekly basis, and like this, he familiarizes himself with the Torah. Two questions that relate to Shnayim Mikra. Number one, it's a common question. A person, let's say, fell behind in a Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum obligation. So he's, let's say, a few weeks behind, and he has now a question. Is it preferable to do this week's Sedra of Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum? And like this, he's on par with the Tzibur's leaning, but that means that he's going to have to make up the missed Parshiyos later on. And in this case, he's not going to be leaning the Parshiyos in the correct order, because he's going to skip to this week's Parsha, so he's on par with the Tzibur, and then he's going to have to make up the missed Parshiyos later, but then it's not going to be read in order. Or is it rather preferable to do everything Keseder, read everything in order, and therefore, even though this week you're not going to be on par with the Tzibur, because you're going to start going back to where you're up to, and like this, you won't be reading this week's Parsha this week because you're just not up to the Tzibur, but maybe it's preferable because like this, it's read in order. So that's the question. If you have two options, because you're behind, and the option is either skipping to this week's Parsha and then doing the Parshas that you missed at a later date and then it won't be Keseder, or doing Keseder but missing this week's Parsha, what's preferable? So even though both options are not optimal and they're not ideal, because really, number one, it's best to read it Keseder in order. And number two, you're supposed to read this week's Parsha on par with the Tzibur, so you're familiarized during this week's laning in Tzibur with the Parsha. So really, you know, this is not an ideal situation. The implication of the Mishnah Berurah is that in this case, it's preferable to skip to this week's Parsha, do Shnayim Mikra with this week, and then make up the later Parshiyos afterwards. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Pei Hei, Sif Katan Vav, that even though Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum L'Chatchila should be read in order, that means you shouldn't be skipping Parshiyos, and you shouldn't be skipping Psukim, and everything should really be done Keseder. Nevertheless, it's not essential B'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you did skip a Parsha, you can make it up at a later date, and you're not mechuyev to go back, read the skipped parsha, and then reread until the end of where you're up to going keseder. It's not ma'akev. It's a maila to do everything keseder, so it's a maila to do everything over again, but it's not essential, and therefore, if you missed a couple of parshias, and you're going to make it up at a later date, you don't have to do everything again so that it's in order, okay? So that's number one. Number one is that even though both of these situations have a certain chasarn, because you have two options at your disposal. You're a little behind, and you're a few parshias behind the tzibur, and you have a question of skipping to this week's sedra or going in order, but then not having this week's parsha in order. So the halacha is, it's preferable to skip to this week's, make up the missed parshias at a later date, because it's not ma'akev b'di'evet that everything is done keseder. That's number one. Number two, a person's doing Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum and he really doesn't understand Targum. He doesn't appreciate Aramaic. He doesn't understand Aramaic. The question is, can I read an English translation instead of the Targum? And that will be my third leaning. That will be my Targum. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad English. Is that okay? The Mishnah Berurah is against this. The Targum Onkelos, says the Mishnah Berurah, is not merely a translation literally of the Torah. There also is some commentary involved, because there are certain insights that you could glean, that you could extract from Targum Onkelos, that you wouldn't find in a literal translation. And therefore, it's not enough to have an English literal translation and fulfill Targum with that reading. You also need to have something that adds a certain havana, a certain understanding of the Torah, which is provided to us by the Targum. And therefore, The Mishnah Berurah holds that you should not read a direct English translation of the Torah as your third Targum. Why? Because it lacks this component of adding this understanding aside from the literal translation. However, instead of Targum Onkelos, if you don't appreciate Aramaic, you have another option. You could read Rashi. You could read a different commentary like Rashi. Rashi is an option for Shnayim Mikra V'Chatarim. You do twice the Psukim, and then you do Rashi. And according to Moshe Feinstein, even reading Rashi in English is okay. So even if you read Rashi in English, that would suffice, and that will be Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. And a pasuk that doesn't have any Rashi, so you read that pasuk three times, the Mishnah Berurah says. Like this, you'll fulfill the Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum with Rashi.